Hi there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today I'm talking about whether you are a winner or a wannabe. So what separates winners from wannabes? Well, winners are people who don't take no for an answer. They don't stand there whinging and complaining about their circumstances. They get on with overcoming whatever problems and challenges they have. They don't get stuck in their problems. They are solution focused. So no matter what problem they have, they are looking for solutions all the time to overcome their challenges and problems because they know they are bigger than any problem they will ever face. They bring a different kind of attitude than to the situation than a wannabe. So they bring a can-do, no matter what, whatever it takes kind of attitude, that nothing will ever stop them from achieving their goal and dream. They know that all they need to do is focus relentlessly and take consistent action toward their goals and dreams to achieve them. And nothing and nobody will ever tell them no, or they won't accept no for an answer. They won't accept anybody telling them that they can't. And they just look for ways that they can achieve what they want, no matter how big their dream or their vision. They take steps consistently every single day. They also don't allow their circumstances to stand in their way. For winners, there is no such thing as I can't, which the vast majority of the population will often say that when presented with a situation where they don't have the time, the resources, the knowledge, the know-how, the skills. They just immediately go into, well, I can't. Whereas a winner will go, how can I? Because this is a completely different mindset to bring, don't you think? That when you're presented with a situation, instead of saying, I can't, you start saying, how can I? And if you don't know how, which even the super successful actually don't know how they're going to solve a problem or a challenge when they're presented with it, particularly if it's in a field or an area where they're innovating and they're pushing forward and they're breaking new ground, which is what winners do and entrepreneurs do. They innovate, they break new ground, they go to places they have never gone before. Winners do what they have never done to get what they have never had. And that is essential. You have got to do what other people are not willing to do if you want what other people have never had and never will have. So it's this kind of attitude. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not about naming and shaming anybody or putting you down if you haven't got the right mindset right now. I spent many, many years being a wannabe because every opportunity that was presented to me, I couldn't see how I could actually take advantage of it. I wasn't in a can-do, no matter what, whatever it takes kind of headspace. And I just wish somebody had been able to coach me out of that headspace many, many years ago, because I spent so many years holding myself back, being stuck in a wannabe kind of mindset. But it took a shift into a winner's mindset for me to start to see everything so differently. And the way I did that was I actually was a winner in training when I was a wannabe. So I kept immersing myself in different information. I kept going to free seminars, free workshops. I didn't buy any of the programs that they were offering me, which could have liberated me from that mindset and from that place I was in. But I was at least willing to show up and get in the right environment so I could become a winner and develop a winner's mindset. So you can be stuck as a wannabe, or you can be a winner in training, or you can just choose to be a winner right now and shift your mindset. And this is the way you do it. And I'm going to actually share with you, if you think of life, this is a bit of an analogy. If you think of life like a video game, and if you're playing a video game, you can't move to the next level until you have gotten really good at the level that you're on and you're able to get through all the challenges and the things that are thrown at you. And if you end up not dying, you get through all the obstacles, then you get to move to the next level. Life is just the same. Whatever problems and challenges you are being faced with right now, instead of saying back and say, oh, well, that just ends the game for me right here, right now. I can't do what I want to do because of these obstacles and challenges. Think of it just as you would a video game. Okay, so I have these challenges right now. How do I overcome them? Because this is the universe's way of inviting you to step to the next level. And you can't go to the next level, which will have even greater problems and challenges, but you'll be a bigger person when you get to that level, and they won't seem so great, will they? So if you went into a video game and it started at level 10, you'd be like your little thing that you were playing with. I don't know. I haven't played a video game in years. But the last one I played was Pac-Man. Now, there you go. That's telling you how old I am. But if you went in at level 10, you'd never get past the first 10 seconds. You'd be dead instantly. But you grow as you play the game and you get through the levels. Your skills improve. Your knowledge of the game improves. Your abilities improve. Your mind changes and shifts. It's looking for and anticipating the different obstacles that the game is going to bring up so you can nail them and move to the next level. Your life, your business, your relationships are just the same. And it's really important that you bring this kind of winning mindset to your life in general, and particularly to your business and to your success. So what separates a winner from a wannabe? It's your mindset, it's your attitude, it's your focus. And you can be a winner right now. Doesn't mean that you have achieved everything you wanted to achieve. It means that you bring the right mindset, the right focus. And if you are struggling right now, then shift your mindset and everything will change. Everything is perception and perspective. And when you change your perception and your perspective, the game changes. Everything starts to move in a much more positive direction. So that's what makes a winner, is by simply shifting your mindset, looking at things from a different perspective, reframing the challenges you are facing right now. And instead of saying, I can't, so many people that I work with, and then I invite them to work with me on a bit more personal level, there's often this I can't because. And the I can't because is simply them being in the wrong mindset. So I challenge them and I say, okay, so with the mindset and perspective that you have right now, you don't think you can, but there is always a solution to every single problem. So if you want this, if you really want to achieve your vision, start looking for the solution to the problems you are facing, because that is the only way you are ever going to get out of the level that you're at right now and start to be able to play at a bigger level. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have, and you would like to join the Pitbull community, if you haven't yet, then head on over to Pitbull, as in the dog, P-I-T-B-U-L-L, mindset.com. Register your details and join the community there, where I share loads more tools, information, techniques, and strategies to help you to overcome the challenges, the problems that you are facing, the mindset that you have, to improve your mindset so you can be absolutely unstoppable in achieving your goals and dreams, be the best that you can be, and live a life that so many will never get to live. So I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care and have an exceptional day. Bye for now.